Earth, and sky.
Well, the sun has an atmosphere. It extends all the way from the surface of the sun past the Earth.
You're listening to solar physicist George Doshik of the Naval Research Laboratory. He's the principal investigator of the Hinode mission, a space observatory pointed at our sun.
The Hinode mission is going to tell us much about how the atmosphere of the sun is produced, how it evolves, and it's going to enable us to predict events like flares and coronal mass ejections much better than we can now. At least that's our hope.
Coronal mass ejections, Doshik said, burst from the sun, and if they reach Earth, they can wreak havoc on satellites.
When we look at an active region, that is a bright region over a sunspot, with X-rays or extreme ultraviolet emissions, we see these flows coming out of the sun. Essentially, it's material coming into the corona, and some of it may make up what we call the solar wind.
What causes the solar wind, an endless stream of charged particles from the sun, has until now been a complete mystery to science.
Another thing we've been able to study very well is how the gas in these active regions is confined to magnetic loops. And this is telling us a lot about the models that we have to produce coronal heating.
Doshik said the 3-year Hinode mission might help explain why the sun's corona, its plasma atmosphere, is millions of degrees hotter than its surface. Our thanks today to NASA. Explore, discover, understand. We're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.